Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's Friday. It's just past 4 o'clock. It's football season. Can only mean one thing. Time to take our weekly venture to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami because, folks, it's officially Locktober. Listen up.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, off another big week, giving you Utah big, USC barely beating Ohio State. Big ones to discuss today. Online, it's ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how we doing today?
Okay, yep. I'm here.
I was going to say, this would be an inopportune time for you to bail on me.
Let me ask you a question. How long has sports talk been going on?
I've been doing sports talk in one form or another since November of 1993. I used to call it Friday Night Sports Talk, and I played the wrong intro. So, just so you know.
Now, was there someone before you?
No, I invented it on public radio, moved to commercial radio. This January will be 24 years I've been doing it full-time in this town. So, there you go. So, last week, after your trip to College Station, I said, "So, how are Miami fans doing with our guy Mario Cristobal?" So now, after getting beat home by Middle Tennessee State, I heard Bruce Feldman on national radio. He said, Cristobal first told him there was no easy fix, they're just going to work.
Yep.
How's your fan base feeling this week?
Well, it's going to go down. I think they're going to go from 22,000 fans at the game to about 16.
Jeez.
So for the next game against North Carolina, here's what I'm keep trying to tell myself. Nick Saban lost his first year to Louisiana Monroe. So that's about the only thing that's keeping me going. And then Tua gets hurt last night. It's been a rough couple weeks. So I think the Dolphins are going to be good. But they got to have him back in the next 3 to 4 weeks. They can't go more than a month without him.
Oh, no. Mr. Bridgewater, tis not the answer.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's.
But maybe Skylar Thompson is.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Let's get to the game on the docket. Yep. The big one is in Fayetteville. You mentioned Nick Saban. We've got a great sports journal in town who went to Arkansas. Hogs haven't beaten Bama since the backfield was Mitch Mustain and Darren McFadden. The Tide last week, I don't know if I've ever seen that, they outgained Vandy by 500 yards. Arkansas almost beat Texas A&M. But, wow, Bama laying 17. What gives here?
So I'm looking at this number, and I think Bama's good, but look what they've done on the road. I mean, almost nothing last couple of years. They lose last year at A&M, struggled mightily at Auburn and Florida. I mean, came down to one play at the end of both of those games. And then they had trouble against Texas, and now we're watching Texas's defense, and we realize that they're not probably any good. I mean, Texas Tech torched them. So I think the biggest problem is their offensive line is okay for their standards, and their receivers just aren't that great. So the Hogs seem to play up or down to the level of the competition, and Sam Pittman, 12-4 against the spread as an underdog since arriving in Fayetteville in 2020. I think Bama wins 35-25, but I'm taking the points here, and the I think it's a real good play here taking Arkansas. This game might even go right down to the wire.
17's a big number.
Yep,
let's go to Death Valley. Since when does North Carolina State play big football games? It's the national biggie on ABC. I did some history. Wolfpack have never been to a major bowl. They're 4-0, but they got a good defense. Drake Thomas, Tanner Engel, a safety. But now they face Clemson at their place. Tigers minus just 6, though. Who we liking here?
I think Auburn's got some real big problems here. That's one team. But you look at North Carolina State, and so far they haven't shown much. I'm trying to figure out, are they laying low here, or, you know, do they they really just not going to push the ball down the field. Now, last year they would throw the ball down the field a lot, but so far this year, nothing. I think that they're laying low. And when they played Clemson last year, it was quite a game. Both these two teams, I mean, went back and forth, went to double overtime, and North Carolina State won 27-21. So they did hold Clemson to 21 points in two overtimes. And I'm watching Clemson, and, I don't like the flow of their play calling either. I mean, Clemson lost both coordinators, so I think that their coaching staff is down a few notches here. They had to go to two overtimes last week to beat Wake Forest, whereas North Carolina State played UConn. They rested their starters pretty much the entire second half. So I'm going to play State here. I think it's too much. I think it might come down to, one play, one possession. Maybe the last team with the ball wins. Clemson wins 28-24, but I think North Carolina State covers. It's a big game. Whoever wins this game going to be sitting pretty and probably in the championship game for the ACC title.
Talking the numbers, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, working our way to Pac-12 country. Utah had that gut punch loss at the Swamp, but they've rebounded. They've outscored their three opponents 142-27. Yeah, one of them was Southern Utah. They host Oregon State, who almost beat USC despite the four Chance Nolan picks. Their defense from a year ago night and day, but Utes laying 10. Lee, how you see this one?
Oregon State, the four turnovers cost them the win against USC last week and a perfect 4-0 record. Not much different between these two teams. I mean, last year, Oregon State won at home 42-34. Now Utah's lost their biggest weapon, their star tight end. When they won in Corvallis last year, Oregon State had a 41-19 run pass split in that game. I think they're going to try to shorten the game here. They are also Beavers 10-2 against the spread as a road dog. I think Utah wins 34-27. I think 10.5 is too much.
Well, you were right last week. This looks like Chip Kelly's best bunch of Bruins, but no one in L.A. cares. This week, because it's a night game on ESPN, I read Costco is offering deals. They're giving tickets away to, high school and elementary school students, and they're playing a really good Washington team. As a two-point home dog, what do you think Gibbs in Pasadena?
So Washington's a different team. We have to realize that right now because they're much better coached. I mean, you look at the offense and the quarterback making good reads, receivers running crisp routes, catching the ball and even doing something after they catch the ball. So I'm impressed with them, but they face some teams that are not that good. I mean, let's be honest. Michigan State and Stanford totally outmatched as far as on defense. So I think UCLA is going to bring the pressure on defense. They're going to blitz early and often, going to try to create some havoc there, and then I think that as far as their quarterback play, I think they're the first team that Washington's faced that has a dual-threat quarterback, and they're able to create some problems there. I think it's going to stress the Washington defense here. I like UCLA. I think the wrong team's favored.
All right, UCLA with the W for our guy Chip. And here in town, I'll tell you what, you catch a diehard Oregon fan at the right time, sneak up behind him and say, Stanford. It's scary. From 2001, 2012, last year, they just always gut punch losses. Crazy final possession last year, overtime. Ducks with a remarkable emotional comeback win last week at Pullman. There's a lot on the line again, and woof, Oregon minus 17. How's our Saturday night going to be?
So, Stanford loses their best running back, and that is a loss. But I have a feeling that this team is going to be better throwing the football first and then opening things up for the running game. I think he's going to have some success against the Duck secondary. And Duck secondary, as we know, allowed 439 passing yards against Georgia, 305 against BYU, who hasn't done a whole lot against anyone throwing the ball, and 375 to Washington State. Biggest problem is turnovers. Stanford here minus 10 in turnover ratio this year. If they can just turn the ball over two or less times, I think they'll stay in the game. I think the Ducks just better, and they'll be able to score early and often on offense. I have them winning this game here 45-32, but Stanford stays under the number.
All right, folks, when Lee joins us, always fun. We focus on the major matchups, of course, try to give you a local read, Oregon, Pac-12. But when the curtain rises and it's game day, one thing matters. Finding those advantageous matchups for his clients. His game of the week is the Washington State game. So, Lee, let the good people who listen to our show know how to get that and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Well, we'll give them that game for free. I've got a real strong opinion on that game. They want to get it, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. We are on a roll. We had Cincinnati last night. I had to go against my Dolphins. even went against the University of Miami the last 2 weeks. So it's been rough, but the service is making money. 9-2 last week, 8-3 and 6-3 2 weeks before that. So anyone wants to come on board, just go to ParamountSports.com. We don't call it October starting tomorrow. We call it Locktober. 5 weeks of games through Monday, October 31st, just $347. Also throwing the baseball through the World Series and a big USC card that goes tomorrow. Got five strong selections. Did you hear about what's going on the USC card tomorrow?
Yeah, what was
no
that?
Fans.
No fans
in the Apex
allowed.
Center.
That's very strange.
Yeah, and no media. And the rumor is Mark Zuckerberg's going to be there. So
why?
I don't know. Maybe they're friends. I'm not sure. I just hope I don't get unfriended for making fun of them. So.
Nice. All right. Again, 800-400-9741 online, ParamountSports.com. Lee, you're the man. Always look forward to it. Have a great one. We'll catch up next week in Locktober.
Okay. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.